Yeah, we had over, I think, 147 applicants. Then we whittled them down to, sort of about top 10. Then we obviously spoke to them and the availability, and we want to, with the number of being half term, a lot of our directors were away. John was in Nepal, and so we basically want to make a decision, well, interview them, and we're going to do that all next week. So we whittled them down to about 10, and then we're going to, see what happens.
Have you set yourself a time frame for the decision?
No, I mean, we always said all along it's got to be the right decision. We're not going to rush into it, and I wouldn't say the pressure's off us, but it's given us a bit of a breathing space with the last two wins, and Chris is doing well, so I think we've got a bit of time, but the most important thing is that we want to make sure we've got a right appointment.
Chris, I guess, very much in the running after the last couple of games.
Yeah, Chris is he's always has been in the running, so he's one of those number of people we're interviewing, so yes.
Have you got a specific type of manager that you're looking for? Sort of, someone connected with the club or someone who plays a certain way of football? Have you sort of got your parameters in mind?
Well, we've got always looking for. We want to play football again, attacking football, play something on the deck again. Somebody's going to be well linked, trying to bring some youngsters through. But I think it's very difficult when people keep saying, they're associated with a football club, because lots of people are associated with a football club. They're associated with football, but whatever it is, it has to be the right person. Well, in our opinion, it has to be the right person.
And in terms of sort of the aims they have, I mean, I guess the first aim will be to retain conference football.
Yes, I think, well, I mean, at the end of the day, we've just got to find out what's available next week. As I said, we're not going to rush it. We've still got about sort of another 12 games, 11, 12 games left. We're on about 39 points. So, as I said, we're not going to rush anything, really. So we want to make sure we've got the right person.
Do financial constraints come into it to a certain degree? I guess some applicants will already be in work, so you may look at compensation, I guess.
I think you'd be surprised how many people there are out there looking for jobs. To get sort of 147, and by the time you whittle down some, there was a good 30 people that are out there looking for jobs. So, and I think a lot of the people that are out there, they're not on any kind of contracts or looking to move into football management. But whatever we've got to do, it's got to be right for the football club in terms of financially, as well as most importantly, we get the quality person in.